way, if you ever have a situation in your life where you're like, man, I don't know who to ask. I just need someone. Maybe I need a group of people to weigh in on this issue. Well, that's when you come to Ben and Kelly.
We got you, fam.
That's right. Just shoot us an email at Ben and Kelly Show or WDGX.com. Click on group therapy, and then we'll turn around, toss it to our listeners, and try to get you some help.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Message says, hey, Ben and Kelly, my daughter's told me that she'd like for me to join the groom's mother and make their wedding cake.
Hmm.
For me, a wedding cake is a very special item for the party, and it's best professionally created.
Okay.
Now, they've both declared they don't want a polished version and are very excited for us mothers to come up with a homemade, quicker version.
Okay.
I'm not at all happy about it. And I've suggested that we buy a professionally made cake ourselves. My husband agrees. The groom's mother lives in another country. So I don't know how we're supposed to even begin to coordinate this. I also don't want any of the stress on my daughter's special day.
Mm.
So how can I convince her to allow us to buy a professional cake? I'm having a nervous cake down.
Oh, that's clever.
It's cute. It's cutesy. And I totally get it, though.
All right. Two words, Duncan Hines, and it's your daughter's wedding, not yours. So there you go.
Okay. Sold. So you say she should suck it up and bake?
Yeah, just do a quick, like, Duncan Hines, Betty Crocker cake. Like, if the daughter's saying we don't need a polished version, then just give her what she wants.
But how much cake do we need? Because if there's, you know, a significant amount of people coming, that's a lot of cake that you're going to have to bake. And if you're not an experienced baker, like, how do you know, like, how big of a cake are you supposed to make? Like, several tiers? Are we talking lots of sheet cakes?
Nope. I'm just saying it. One,
I have anxiety for her.
No, one sheet cake, an 11 by 9, that's all you need. You can cut them into small pieces if you need to, because it's just symbolic. It's not like everybody doesn't need to get cake on their wedding day.
Well,
not every guest. I should say not every guest does.
I was going to say, a lot of people do like the cake. And I can attest, listen, I had an amazing professional make our wedding cake.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the kind of cake that you dream about later. It was so tasty. So much so, we had her a year on our first anniversary. We had her make us a fresh topper,
mm-hmm,
because we just wanted to relive how delicious that cake was.
So we would love to hear your thoughts on this, especially if maybe you were tasked with some sort of project for a wedding and you didn't want to do it. And it doesn't have to necessarily be like the wedding cake, but I think just how you handled it may be helpful in this mom and how she handles, you know, her daughter. But
I get the stress, though. I mean, there's lots of moving parts, like, especially the week of the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're having to, you know, time this out because you want the cake to be fresh, which means kind of like either like making it the day before, I guess.
Yeah, make it a day or two before the wedding. And
that's, you know, a lot.
You have icing on it, which preserves it. And so you're good.
Oh, this is genius from Sarah. She says, pay a professional to make a cake that kind of looks unprofessional. Takes the pressure off mom. Daughter will never know. Genius.
Okay.
Genius.
502-571-9970. Group therapy. Are weddings nothing but a big stress ball? My gosh.
Well, yes. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts and there's a lot of things to take care of, especially if you're in the bride's family, especially if you're the mother of the bride.
Yeah, her daughter's getting married and has asked mom to team up with the groom's mom, who lives out of the country, to bake their wedding cake. Mom is all having anxiety about it and doesn't want the stress, and she's wanting to persuade her daughter to just let her buy one.
Yes, and Kem says, you know what, cupcakes, cookie bar, donut bar, I've seen all three of these things at weddings, which would be a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Pinterest has a lot of great ideas if you don't have a lot of baking skills, a lot of people suggested.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mindy, you had a debacle at your daughter's wedding.
They decided decided they didn't, she and her husband-to-be decided they didn't really want cake. They were just going to do like a dessert bar. And then at the 11th hour, he said, I really want a wedding cake. Mm. You know, he said, we can just go to Sam's and get one. She was not happy. But we also were having, you know, 120 people, and, you know, she wanted it to be nice. She wanted cake table. So what we ended up doing is my girlfriend decorates cakes. And she, my daughter had pinned one to her Pinterest board. So we went and got like a rough coated, crumb coated cake, from a bakery in Louisville. And then my friend decorated it for her as a surprise.
Oh, okay. So you just, you bought the cake and then decorated it yourself.
Yes. And it wasn't that expensive. Mm. I mean, I think I paid for the crumb coated cake, maybe $100.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, but it saved so much stress because I can't imagine. You know, having been a mother of the bride, there's
a lot going on. Like, I get that she doesn't want the responsibility.
Well, and you know, some other show going on behind
Yes, there can be disasters and you got to help put the fires out.
Well, and that you're trying to keep from her.
Right, Mindy. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Jessica said, I used to do cakes as a side hustle. Uh-huh. So I know how stressful wedding cakes are. If you screw it up, there's no time to come back from that. You can't make the cake days and days in advance. There's a lot of stuff going on right before the wedding for the mother of the bride, and she's not going to have time to deal with it. After seeing what I went through during doing wedding cakes, my daughter promised me she would never ask me to do that.
Okay.
And she does cakes.
So I'm still going to stay on the point that I made a little while ago. And just get a box cake. They have good box cakes.
Hashtag Betty Crocker, Duncan Hines, something like that.
Whatever. Yeah. It doesn't have to be one of those, but just a box cake, something easy. Make it, make a sheet cake or a couple sheet cakes a couple days beforehand. Ice it because the daughter, one, doesn't need a polished version. In fact, she's kind of wanting almost like a homemade style. So like you can even put something funny on it like, you're married. Or yay. Oh, or wow. Just, you know, just like have fun with it and just
listen,
do
you're
it.
You're assuming
done.
That there is no way to screw up baking a cake, even from a box mix. I'm rolling in here to tell you, sir, you can. You can screw that up.
You're right. You Kelly, can. If there's anyone who knows about screwing up something
yes.
simple in the kitchen, it's you.
Saying. Yes, you can screw that up. That's the thing. Tiffany said this is a real doozy. Typically, I would say what the bride wants, the bride gets on her special day. But this
yes.
is truly asking a lot. First, I would suggest that the bride and the mother-in-law make the cake if it's that important. If she still refuses, just go to the doctor and get a note stating you can't perform mother of the bride duties under stress. She said, seriously,
note.
Though, I would show up with an array of Little Debbie cakes and make an arrangement. Or, you know, something hideous.
Kind of like a diaper cake. You just get a bunch of like Twinkies and put them around a thing.
Yeah. Oh, you could. Yes, that's genius. Yeah. Well, they have like the little Debbie cakes or little white, kind of like a little octagon, you know, little cakes.
I don't know, I'm going to have to
buy
trust
a bunch
you on
of those and stack them up in
okay.
tiers.
All right.
That would be amazing.
Okay. So, okay.
So you're saying suck it up and do it. I'm all on team. Like, I don't think she needs this stress because there's lots of things that a mother of the bride is going to have to take care of. In the days and
okay.
the day of the wedding.
All right. So let's go with what Kelly is saying, but just note that I think you should just do a quick box cake and be done with it. But Kelly, like maybe just hire a professional on the down low.
Yes.
And get it created.
Uh-huh.
The bride's not going to know any better.
Right.
And she's going to be so surrounded by other stuff that day that, you know, the
yep.
cake is going to be, it's going to have its moment, but then
uh-huh.
it's going to be over.
Yes. Well, I feel like, yeah, what Sarah initially said, I think was probably the best idea. It's just pay a professional, make the cake that looks on purpose, not super professional and polished.
But so,
still delicious.
So do what Kelly says, but just
yeah.
know that I say just make the damn cake from Duncan Hines and be done with it. All right?
I feel like you should make the cake for her.
No, okay.
Since you're so committed to
sure,
it.
Sure, I can do it.
There you go. Have Ben bake it. Just roll it over. There you go.
Here you are.
It's a Ben Davis special.
All right. Hope you enjoy. All
it
right.
It says you're married. Yay.
You can always comment on @Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook if you want to follow up on that.